This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, July 24th. ARRL is launching a new webinar series to help introduce more members to the variety of activities and opportunities that radio amateurs enjoy. The ARRL Learning Network will offer live presentations by member volunteers that are free for ARRL members. Like Hamfest forums and club presentations, the webinars are intended to help participants get more active, involved, and engaged in amateur radio. Presentations are 30 minutes each, making them easy to fit into a lunch break or as a short evening activity. A 15-minute question and answer period follows each presentation for those who can participate longer. The webinars will be hosted initially using the GoToWebinar software platform. Webinars will be recorded, and some presentations will be available for future viewing by members and ARRL-affiliated radio clubs as part of the ARRL Learning Network Library. You can view the current webinar schedule and register at www.arrl.org/ARRL-learning-network. The first webinar will take place on Tuesday, July 28th, when North Texas Section Traffic Manager Aaron Hewlett, K8AMH, conducts a presentation on traffic handling. Speaking of online events, more than 12,000 have registered to attend the first QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo, August 8th and 9th. More than a typical web meeting, the expo is built on a live virtual platform. The platform simulates a convention experience with exhibit halls and booths staffed by live attendants, a speaker auditorium, and even a lobby. Attendance is free and requires only an internet connection and a computer, tablet, or smartphone. The expo will offer 4 separate speaker tracks focusing on a range of topics. Speakers will also be available to provide related materials such as slides and white papers that attendees can download. Every session will have a Q&A where attendees can submit questions in real time via chat. More than 30 booths will be open for the attendees to visit, and exhibitors will have different options to engage with attendees. Exhibitor booths can provide downloadable content such as videos, spec sheets, and manuals, and attendees can save content in a virtual briefcase to read later. Visitors will also be able to interact one-on-one with booth representatives using a Skype-like system. Access to all speaker presentations and exhibitor booth content will remain on the expo site for 30 days following the event. The QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo is an ARRL-sanctioned hamfest, and you can register at www.QSOTodayHamExpo.com. The Deutsche Amateur Radio Club has reported unauthorized transmissions in the 144 MHz satellite segment of the 2-meter amateur radio primary allocation. The club said that signals from illegal transmitters in the 144.010 to 144.020 MHz range are coming from certain devices, such as so-called water vitalizers or water energizers. The manufacturer specifies 144.015 MHz as the transmit frequency in its product description. The DARC Electromagnetic Compatibility Department seeks further details and location information in preparation to file a complaint. The illegal transmitters are typically in operation from 5 to 60 minutes in multiples of 5 minutes. The signal is generally very stable in frequency, but occasionally shows short-term fluctuations of up to a few hundred hertz. The carrier is not modulated. Phil Karn, KA9Q, Randy Stanky, KQ6RS, and members of the Mount Carmel High School Amateur Radio Club in San Diego have constructed and deployed an amateur radio marine buoy in the Pacific. The buoy, which transmits whisper on 14.0956 MHz, has already been heard around the continental United States, Brazil, Hawaii, Japan, Costa Rica, Australia, and even South Africa. The electronics are the 20-meter whisper version of the WB8ELK Pico Tracker that has been flown on a number of long-duration balloons. The buoy was constructed using a 5-foot section of 4-inch PVC pipe with sufficient ballast in one end of the pipe to permit it to float vertically in the water. The antenna is a stainless steel CB whip with a matching network. The first reception report was on July 16th at 12:52 UTC when the buoy was in grid square CL89. Although the current carried the buoy east into CL89FU at 20:32 UTC. The buoy call sign is KQ6RS-1 and can be tracked on APRS and WhisperNet websites. Peru's Radio Club Peruano reports that Guillermo Guerra, OA4DTU, and the Peruvian Relief Net assisted an air ambulance en route to Easter Island on July 9th after its satellite communication equipment failed. The aircraft was about 1,000 nautical miles from the continent, so the pilot tuned to the Peruvian Relief Net on 7,100 kHz. Net Control Station, OA4DTU, and Giancarlo Pasalacqua, OA4DSN, were still on frequency and communication was established with the aircraft. The pilot detailed his tenuous connection and requested support to communicate via telephone with Ocean Air Control, a service of the Directorate General of the Aeronautics of Chile, which watches over 32 million square kilometers of airspace off the Chilean coast in the Pacific. Authorities were already on alert for the aircraft because of the communication loss, plus the HF transceiver at the Easter Island Tower was inoperative. About 10 phone calls were made to point out the aircraft's position and route schedule, as well as any additional information needed. Other hams in Peru were listening and standing by. Guerra remained in contact with the aircraft until he was sure that it could reach its destination. At approximately 23:30 UTC, the pilot reported making VHF contact with the Eastern Island Control Tower for landing instructions. AMSAT has signed an agreement to collaborate on building and operating MESAT-1 with the University of Maine Wireless Sensing Laboratory, or WISENET Lab. This will be Maine's first small satellite. The planned launch is within the next 3 years. MESAT-1 is part of NASA's CubeSat launch initiative. The satellite will enable kindergarten through 12th grade students and teachers in Maine to access space data for educational and research purposes. It will encourage students to pursue STEM careers. The linear transponder module of the satellite will be provided by AMSAT, along with integration and operational support. The Linear Transponder Module, or LTM, incorporates a VHF-UHF telemetry beacon, command receiver, and linear transponder. The transponder will be turned on worldwide after commissioning. Keeping with AMSAT's commitment to education, AMSAT's president, Clayton Coleman, W5PFG, said, quote, "This is a great day for AMSAT and the University of Maine's WISENET Lab. This partnership is a true win-win for both education and amateur radio. The collaborative effort under AMSAT's engineering and operations teams has once again succeeded in bringing another opportunity to AMSAT." Unquote. Our thanks to Bruce Page, KK5DO, for this report. This is the ARRL propagation forecast for Friday, July 24th. We have a small sunspot to report, and it's generated enough activity to kick the solar flux index into the low 70s. That's nothing to get particularly excited about, although you may want to occasionally check the higher HF bands in the week to come. There's a blast of solar wind on the way, and it'll arrive this weekend, but the effects are forecast to be minor. On VHF and UHF, the phenomenal 6-meter season continues, with significant band openings reported almost every day. According to the reports, most of the activity is taking place with the FT8 mode at 50.313 MHz. Also, watch out for strong tropoducting on 2 meters, 222 MHz, and 430 MHz if you live in western Oregon, extreme southern California, northern Missouri, and northern Illinois.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.